morning, it's Wednesday. It's the 30th of August 2017, the day the brand new Queensferry Crossing has opened. Arlene is here, and you're not going to believe this.
Southbound on the Queensferry Crossing, there's been a breakdown. No!
No danger. Bizarre ways that you have broken your smartphone.
I used to work at a stable, was where I kept my horses, and we had a Vietnamese potbelly pig.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd been feeding the horses, wandering around, and then suddenly realised I couldn't find my phone anywhere. I could hear it ringing, couldn't figure out where it was, couldn't find it anywhere. Anyway, as I get closer to the pig, I can hear my phone ringing in the pig.
No!
She'd eaten a hole.
The fact it was still ringing inside the pig.
My. And it was still ringing. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Despacito.
Your favourite substitute swear word. What's your favourite one? What do you use?
Basket.
Basket.
Oh, yeah, basket.
Oh, yeah, fizzer.
Oh.
God, this has given us half a failure today.
Echo second.
Now, this is a place in Dumfries and Galloway.
Yes, it is.
A perfectly legitimate thing to say.
Can I tell you my favourite?
Go on then.
From Abby. She said, this is my favourite substitute word.
Yeah.
And it's when someone tells me something really quite surprising. Fort Kinnaird!
Shop fucking nerd. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to Tiny Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. Ewan McGregor didn't cancel an interview with Arlene, which he did yesterday. I bet he wishes he had.
We got off to a flying start, although I got myself in a bit of a state, because obviously it's Ewan McGregor, and I maybe shared just that little bit too much information with him.
Being honest here, I'm a wee bit excited, so my pits are slightly moist. It's Ewan McGregor!
It's the first intro I've ever had with moist pits in it, I think.
He's a Hollywood superstar, Arlene.
I know.
And you're talking about having moist pits.
I think people appreciate honesty.
What is wrong with you? Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Hi.
What's your name?
Freya.
Right, now, have you got a funny joke?
What do you call a judge with no thumbs?
What do you call a judge with no thumbs? I don't know.
Justice fingers.
I don't get that. Why don't I get that? You have to explain it to me.
What do you call a judge with no thumbs?
I don't know.
Justice fingers. Justice fingers.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, I'm sorry, it was too clever,
Freya,
for me.
I'm sorry, you were a bit highbrow there for Arlene, but still a great joke. Thanks for being on.
Bye. What's it gonna be?
Celebrities who sound like they should be from Edinburgh, the Lothians are fine.
Yes.
It started with Prue Leith, who is going to be the new host of The Bake Off, replacing Mary Berry. Prue Leith. We thought, what other celebrities can we come up with locally? There was Gabby Roslin.
Yeah.
Karen Dunbar.
Edwina Curry.
Edwina Curry.
Yeah.
Then it started to get a little bit silly.
Paris Pilton. Love that. Brad Pitt and Weem.
Yes.
Aberlady Gaga.
That's great.
And Olivia Newton Grange.
Brilliant. That's great. Very good. Marty, apparently Marty's got the best one. He said, we don't know what this is.
Rosie Haddington Whiteley. Came here for love. There was a thing on Twitter yesterday that caught my eye, and it was really funny. It was hashtag confess to something stupid. Andrea from Edinburgh's on the phone. What are you saying, Andrea?
A good few years ago, I thought I might have been pregnant.
Yeah.
And very excited, never been pregnant before. Phoned my pal, thought, right, OK, let's go, we'll do the test. Never done a test before. Had a quick skin of the test after a few coffees, a wee chat, blah, blah, blah. And I went, right, OK, give me this stick thing. And so I went and did the pregnancy test. My pal sitting outside the toilet. We were in Rose Street somewhere. And she's, my pal says, what's happening, what's happening? She says, nothing, nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing. No change in the stick, nothing. I says, give me those instructions again. And instead, to put the tip of the pregnancy test into the stream of your urine, I genuinely, Boogie, thought it said to put the tip of the pregnancy test into the steam of my urine, and I was just sitting there with this stick dangling, all right, dangling way above my UK.
Nobody else is that stupid, Andrea. The steam of your urine. Well, listen, I don't think you should be allowed to breed anyway. Can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? And finally, confessing to something really stupid from the Kingdom of Fife in Cowdenbeath, it's Kieran.
Years ago, when I first passed my driving test, I got pulled over by the police, and they said, can you get in the back of the car, please? So I got out and got in the back of my own car. It was only three doors as well, so I had to slide the seat for
that is gold.
Can we be friends? Boogie in the morning.
Fourth one.